AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Top Democrats in Congress say a budget could be in place Friday and a government shutdown averted if President Trump drops his demand for funding for a border wall. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the budget breaks many promises.
The 2018 budget he proposed is a dagger to the heart of the middle class, cutting some of the programs that matter to the middle class most, transportation, education, scientific research.
But White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the president's top two priorities must be funded.
Number one, the increase in funding for the military. Number two, for our homeland and border security and the wall.
The president is signing an executive order today that has the Interior Department reviewing former President Obama's final national monument designations. Utah Republicans are furious that 1 million acres considered sacred to Native Americans is now off limits for new energy development. They're seeking a reversal. Secretary of State Nikki Haley says the U.S. could strike North Korea if it attacks a U.S. military base or tests an intercontinental ballistic missile. Haley's praising China's efforts to pressure Pyongyang. Tonight, senators are being briefed at the White House on the situation with North Korea. There's been a workplace shooting in Dallas at an office building near the High Five. A man and a woman are dead, says the assistant police chief.
It appears that this is a supervisor and a subordinate, the female being the supervisor.
Former NFL upstart Aaron Hernandez was laid to rest today in a private service in Bristol, Connecticut. Hernandez hanged himself in jail last week. The author of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance has died. Robert Persig was 88 years old. Big rally today on Wall Street and around the world over the French election. The Dow rose 216 points. This is AP Radio News. A new report says that cases of anti-Semitism have increased in the U.S. last year. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff explains.
The Anti-Defamation League is reporting an increase in cases of anti-Semitic intimidation and vandalism last year, evidence that anti-Jewish bias intensified during the presidential election. The Jewish Civil Rights Group found more than 1,200 cases of anti-Semitic harassment in 2016, compared with 941 in 2015 and just over 900 the year before. According to the ADL, anti-Semitic harassment in the U.S. has been at historic lows in recent years. In some prior years, the number of incidents reached as high as 2,000. But the recent uptick fueled anxiety among American Jews during a period of emboldened expressions of white supremacism and white nationalism during the election. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Trump has called to congratulate Peggy Whitson, the space station commander who logged the most hours in space. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.